be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
John the Baptist is a very disconcerting figure. The Sadducees of his time were the ultra-conservative rabbis. They only recognized the first five books of the Old Testament. The Pharisees, on the other hand, were much more liberal. And yet when John addresses them, he lumps them together and calls both of them brood of vipers. Why? Because each side was locked in an ideological intransigence. In other words, I am right and you are wrong. I am right and you are wrong. And there was no movement whatsoever. And he condemns that. He says that change is coming. And when he says change is coming, those people who are on the margins of life, women who had to resort to prostitution to survive, the impoverished and the poor, all were filled with hope that change would come and affect them. And so they flocked to John. I suspect were John to come to America today, he would condemn us in the very same way. Half of the people in this nation believe that our present leadership is the finest in history, and the other half believe that it is the worst in history. And like the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they're locked in an ideology that is intransigent. Neither side will budge. And so nothing is getting done for the common good. Politics is the art of compromise. I give up something that you need so that we can work together, and you give up something that I need so that we can work together. Perhaps the finest example of that was when the liberal Democratic Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, would go every Friday afternoon down to the White House of the conservative Republican President Ronald Reagan. The two of them would sit down and share a few scotches and put aside their ideologies and discuss how they could work together for the good of the nation. It's amazing what a couple scotches can accomplish. But change is coming. It's coming in the form of the Messiah, who can bring peace to our hearts, peace to our world, movement to our world. But will we accept him or not? Amen.